Kincaid, I want you to know you're making it real hard on me to live up to your expectations of being hard-headed, red-headed, and mean. It's real hard to do that.
I know.
Right? It's real hard for me to be mean and sarcastic and everything. Yeah, I work at it real hard. Well, since Susan and Debbie have already spoke before me, there's not a whole lot that y'all don't know about what we're doing in Lamb. But there are some things that I want to say for myself about the work in Lamb that I just feel the Lord has, you know, led me to say, and I hope that what I do say is what He wants me to say. And, but, you know, there's a team in León, there's a team in Lagos, there's a team in San Luis Potosí, there's a team here in San Antonio. And, the team, I happen to work with the team in León, and there's three other families, and I can say before y'all, before the Lord, and before anybody, that there's not three other families that I'd rather work with. They're a blessing to me. They're an encouragement. They're an uplift. They're there when I need to be put back in line. And they're just a blessing to me. And I praise the Lord for them. But like I said, we're not the only team. There's another team in Lagos. There's Eddie and Donna and Adrian and Arlene. They're a team. And I praise the Lord for them that they can work together and that they've been put together to work. And, I pray that they can work together as well as we can. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we work together perfect or, you know, that we have a perfect arrangement down there because we all know that it's not perfect, but the Lord's given us the grace to be able to work together. And the work in San Luis, Dale and Nelda and Marty, they're a team and they've been there. There's a church established there and I praise the Lord for them, but there's also the team here. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, there's two different verses I want to read. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. And then in 2 Corinthians 6:1, it says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." You know, we're not a team in León, or we're not a team in Lagos, or we're not a team in San Luis, or a team here in 602, but we're a team together. We're laborers together. And if one of us fall, we're all going to suffer for it. And it's not our work. It's not their work. It's not y'all's work. It's the Lord's work. The Bible describes it as His harvest, His vineyard, His laborers. And we're to be working together with Him for His work and for His glory. And, you know, y'all have been faithful here to support us. Y'all been here faithful to pray for us. But I was thinking, you know, you can't be on the mission field without money. Y'all have given. But have we given to the point where we feel like what we've given is enough? You know, well, they're down there, they're making it. We've given enough. We've given, you know, the money so they can be there. We need your prayers, brethren. You know, if y'all give to us that we can be down there and don't pray for us, you know, we're gonna have to come back. And, the same way, if you just pray for us and don't give, we're going to have to come back. There's the two things go together. And, that's been on my heart, but I can say that y'all have given to us. You've been faithful to the missionaries down there and praise the Lord that He's blessed what's come. And, but we do need your prayers. We do need y'all not just bless the missionaries in Mexico, but pray for us on an individual basis bless Eddie and Donna and Adrian Arlene. Let them work together good. Bless Marty with her children. Bless, Nelda and Dale with the families that they're having to deal with the problems of the families. And bless us as we have to work together, our personalities and pray specifically for us. And also for our attitudes. You know, we're not above anything. We're not above falling. You know, because if we get lifted up, and I got to confess that I've been lifted up this week. I felt like the log or the Leon work is kind of had preeminence, and it's there's a work going, but we're not above any of the other works. And I wanna pray especially. I want y'all to pray especially for us in Leon that we don't get lifted up because there's a work going. You know, we prayed for an open door. We prayed for a work to be started in Leon, and the Lord has blessed.
Amen.
He's given us a work, but it's still His work. It's not our work.
Amen.
It's not Billy's work. It's not Brent's work.
Amen.
It's not Mike's or Joey's work. It's the Lord's work.
Amen.
The women, the for us women, we have a ministry now with the women, with the young women, and then with the children, because we have the Sunday school for the children. And, you know, it's not our work. Susan and I aren't a team that we go out and we're going to help all the women or Debbie and Debbie. It's not our work. It's the Lord's work.
Amen.
And pray that we keep that on our minds. And another verse I'd like to share that I was reading last night, and it just came, it hit me with what I was just saying about, you know, that we don't get lifted up in our work. And it's in 2 John, 2 John verse 8. It says, "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward."
Amen.
And it reminded me of the verse, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith," you know, for salvation. You know, you might have all the works of, you know, going to church, of praying, of doing things, but if you don't have the Lord as your Savior, you're not saved. If you haven't received Him as your Savior, then anything that you do, your labor is going to be in vain. And this to me, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought. You know, it says Janice, look to yourself, examine yourself that the labor, the work that's been done,
Amen.
It's not yours, it's the Lord's. And, you know, have the right attitude or have the, don't get so lifted up that, we might lose what we've started. You know, the Lord could take the work here even, and just, it could be gone tomorrow. If we get so haughty and high-minded that we think that this work here is Brother Lindell's, or if it's Steve's, or if it's any one of us in particular, but the work is the Lord's.
Amen.
And I don't want to lose what the Lord has started in Mexico. And I think, you know, I think the Lord is pleased with it. I hope He is. And I pray that He continues to bless it, because He has blessed it. And something that really blessed me when we first started meetings over in the new park that we're at, Park Hidalgo, one of the brothers there, he was praying one night, and he says, "Lord, I thank You for the church in San Antonio that has sent these people here to tell us of Your word and of the church and what the church really is. It's not just something with one man speaking. The church is everybody functioning." And, you know, he was sincere with it. He was praying, "Lord, I thank You for what You've done. I thank You for these people." And that encouraged me that the church there, the brothers there, as young as they are, they're praying for y'all. They're praying for this big church here that has 8 families sent out of this small, you know, assembly of believers. They're praying for y'all. And they have a burden for other people now. They have a burden that they can be a testimony and a witness. And I praise the Lord that He's called us there. He's started a work. And, that He's doing something. And you know, He's even using us. You know, like you said, Mike, you know, who are we to be called a missionary? Who are we to do a work? But He's chosen us. And that, you know, I can stand up and say, I'm thankful that the Lord's called us. And not that we have anything to give, but that He's using us in spite of ourselves. And I just ask that y'all continue to pray for us and keep our personal needs, our personal attitudes or my pride, in your prayers. You know, that the labor that we've wrought won't be in vain.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.